You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
Continuing to look at the and ask the question, does it really take a village to raise a child? And as we've looked, we've seen from the Bible, which that's our really should be what we use as our gauge to whether something is true, whether something is right. We should actually look at the Bible and develop a biblical world view. But when we look at the Bible, we see that God places children in families, and that families should be nurtured and families should be supported. And we should actually have government policies that support families rather than punishing families. But one of the things that we see time and time again is that there are government policies that do discriminate against families and lead to poverty. And we talked about children at the border. I mean, we have teenage girls coming across the border on birth control because their parents know they'll be raped on the way. We've had children, young children, much younger than can care for themselves, being just dumped over the border and just left there. We have seen and heard reports of children being kidnapped, actually, in Central American countries so that those who want to get into America can take the children with them and say that they're their kids. The Bible actually requires two things on border security, and we went over this a few weeks ago. You can actually go to our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, and our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center, and you can listen to and watch that sermon. But we actually see that God requires two things on immigration and dealing with strangers. One is that we make sure that those who are coming into this country will abide by our laws, and more specifically, from a biblical standpoint, we really want to see people coming into this country that will abide by God's laws and God's standards. Secondly, our laws should also protect the stranger. And when we have laws that actually bring children without their parents across the border, or encourage children to come with gangsters, drug warlords who will rape the girls on the way, or we have children being kidnapped, or we have the people that come in illegally into this country, they're afraid to report a crime and can't get a bank account because they're here illegally, and the criminals know that they are carrying cash and that they won't report them if they do commit a crime, and so they're actually mistreated. So we need to actually look at the Bible and apply biblical standards not only to our lives but also to our families, our churches, and our city, states, and nations. We also looked last week at defunding the police, this cry that we heard so much last year, and yet we have seen crime, and especially violent crime and murder, skyrocketing in cities across America. And as cities and as mayors and as city councils and have actually worked to defund the police, they also have been increasing funding of police officers for their own security, which is hypocrisy. And that, you know, on the border also, the politicians that oppose protecting the border, they all lock their doors. They all believe in protecting their own home, but they don't believe in protecting the United States of America. And we're going to turn today to criminal justice reform and at least begin looking at this. We may not finish this today. We may not, but we're going to actually look at what the Bible says about criminal justice reform. In America, we actually have more people per capita in prison or jail than any other country in the world. Many of these are men, and we already talked about how some of the government policies have actually discriminated against families and have actually led to poverty and have actually taken fathers out of the homes. Well, another government policy that's taken fathers out of the homes is actually incarcerating men. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program, A Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. Before God created civil government, He created family. Before He created even the church, God created family. Families play a vital role in training the next generation. Commit today to nurturing and supporting families, especially your own. Families that are committed to God and each other can play a vital role in transforming our churches, cities, states, and nation. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Hey, we're back. We're ready to answer your questions, but we can't answer your questions if you don't ask them. You can ask them one of two ways. Either give us a call on the station line, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can actually head over to our live Facebook video and type your question into the comment section. You can get to our Facebook video either by going directly to Facebook, searching for A Faster PC. Our page has almost 23,000 likes. Or you can go to our website, afasterpc.com. From there, you can click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio and scroll down until you see the live video that's going on right now. By the way, if you're not able to watch the video right now, that's okay, because we'll have it up there all week. In fact, it'll be up there the next week and the week after that and the week after that. In fact, you can watch last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that. You can go on and on, and you can learn a lot by watching these videos for free. And sometimes when we're answering questions, we'll be able to show you the steps that we go through on the screen of the live video or the recorded video. You'll be able to see the steps that we go through to resolve computer problems. So just head over there and watch that. Again, at your convenience. You don't have to do it right now. And if you have a question throughout the week, you can type your question. We have a post at the top of the page. You can type your question into that, and we'll cover it on the next edition of A Faster PC Radio. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. Computer problems?
You need A Faster PC.
Yes, you do, and we are back. We are ready to answer your questions, ready to resolve computer problems also. And, of course, we're here to help you resolve computer problems, and that's what we want to help you do. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, or type your question into the comment section of the live Facebook video going on right now. We'll answer your questions. And one question I wanted to start off with, and by the way, you are welcome to ask questions on any computer topic. It doesn't have to be what we've been talking about. It can be anything. We had quite a few questions last week, and I actually had this question that someone had asked me during the week, and I wasn't able to get it in. So I'm going to switch over to a full screen and actually get right to answering this question. So
So one of our clients actually asked me, my computer battery, my laptop battery doesn't seem to last as long as it used to. So we're going to go over just a little bit about, how to maintain your battery so that it lasts longer, how to measure how long your battery lasts, and so on. First thing is that, you need to really have something that you can measure it against. So really what you want to do is when you first get the laptop, if you're one that uses laptops on battery, what you want to do is you want to actually use it on battery and time it. Don't just, say, well, it was about this long or it used to last about that long. Actually time it. And then later on, maybe a year down the road, you can time it, but make sure you're doing the same types of things with the same programs open. Now, if you look at my computer, I actually closed some things before I opened the show. But you see, I have, Google. This is Google, but it's Edge, the Edge browser open. I should close that. That'll free up some resources. If I close that, I have several Windows Explorer windows. I have several OneNote windows. I have calculator open. I have several spreadsheets open. I have Notepad. I have a few Word documents open. I have email, Outlook open. I have my mail washer anti-spam. I have several different control panel windows open. You see, I've got a lot of things, Snip and Sketch, which we went over in last week's show. I have a lot of things open right now. Photo gallery, I mean, some of these things I could actually close because I'm not actually using them right now. The last four I am using. I'm using Firefox to stream the show. I'm using OBS Studio to stream the show. I'm using Zoom to connect to the WPSL and WSTU studios. And I'm using Miro Wave Editor just to get a good sound level on my mic. And occasionally it actually changes during the show. But anyway, you want to look at what types of programs you have open. Like, for instance, if you restart the computer and you're just in Word, your computer's going to last, your battery's going to last a lot longer than if you have all the programs open like I do. Now, one thing that I did do before I started the show, I actually did have Firefox open with multiple tabs. I do, by the way, have a plugin that actually closes unused tabs, and I've configured it where it doesn't close the Facebook Creator tab, which is the tab that I use to actually stream the show. And I'll actually later in the show, if I have time, I'll actually show that and show how I do that. But I also had Chrome open. I closed both of those. That releases some memory. And so that's one thing to think about. It's just, if you close out certain programs, you're gonna close out a certain amount of memory that's being used, a certain amount of CPU that's being used. Your battery is going to last longer when you have fewer programs open. So that's one thing to think about. Have a metric, have something you can measure it by. What your battery was like at the beginning, and then what it's like later. Now, if you're, let's say you're just browsing the web, or you're watching some video, or you're working in a word processing program, and you compare that to streaming, well, that's not going to be a good comparison, because if you look, and I'll open up the task manager. By the way, to open up the task manager on any computer, any Windows computer, hold down the control key and the shift key, and then press escape. So the control key, what I do is I just do it on the left-hand side of the computer. You have the control, the shift, are right there. You just hold those down, and then you press escape. That brings up the task manager. Now, if it opens in fewer details, you can click on the more details button and you'll see more details. The reason I'm doing this is just look at my CPU utilization right now. It's at 100%. And that's because, largely because I'm streaming this show to Facebook. And also I am using some processing power for Zoom as well. But you see, Zoom's actually only taking up, you know, about 5%, 4 to 5, 3, you know, 2. It doesn't take up a huge amount. But my OBS studio that is streaming this show to Facebook is taking up 30, 32, 29, 24. It's taking up quite a bit. I'm also using Firefox again to stream, and that's taking up about 16, 18. And you see Dropbox. I don't know why Dropbox is using up so much resources, but Dropbox is, you know, I guess it sees, hey, you know what? He's not doing a few things. There's another 16% left or 20% left. Let me just use it. Well, you know, Dropbox is done doing what it wanted to do because it's gone out of the list now. And now my CPU has dropped all the way down to like 70 to 80%. That's still a lot of resources being used. The CPU stands for Central Processing Unit. It is, I like to say it's the brains of the computer, but really, you know, the memory is kind of like the brains also. But, you know, it's the short-term and long-term memory. But the CPU is what does the calculations. Everything that's done on a computer is done by calculations. Now, if we expand this out so that it's taking up the full screen, we can actually see also the GPU. So the GPU is the graphics processing unit. We can sort, by the way, any of these columns, you can click on the column, whether it's the name, the CPU, memory, disk, network, GPU, and you can actually see how much a certain program is using. And you see OBS Studios using, you know, my GPU right now, I'm using 19% of the GPU. Again, that's the graphics processor. So it actually, and it's in a mic on my computer, it is a part of the CPU, but it's dedicated for graphics. And, you know, on mine, I'm using anywhere from, I see like 17 to 20%, but most of that is being used by OBS Studio, which right now is actually projecting my screen and a small portion of my body over to Facebook over there to our live stream. Now, if you look also over to the right, you can see power usage and power usage. I think this is typical is what that or power usage trend is what that says. So we can actually click on power usage. You see that OBS Studio has very high. Firefox is moderate. Desktop Windows Manager, I'm not sure why that's using up resources, but you know, sometimes it's jumping up to moderate. So sometimes some of these programs are using up a considerable amount of power. So you know, if I were to compare, let's say, word processing to streaming, I'm going to get very different results with the amount of time my computer is going to run on battery. So that's one thing, is you want to have a comparison that is similar to what you're used to doing. And by the way, this, what we're talking about here, is not only good for battery usage, but also if your computer's a little bit sluggish, you're trying to figure out why, you're trying to figure out what's using up so much resources, this is a great way to do this. And of course, we're here to answer your questions, and we'll pick this up on the other side of the break.
You're listening to A Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to A Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions. And we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit. You'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
We are back. We are ready to answer your computer questions, ready to resolve computer problems in the shop as well. And we're going to go right back to the full screen to continue talking about battery usage and ways that you can actually increase your battery usage and also help maintain your battery better. One of the things to know is that batteries do work better when they're new. Over time, even if you do everything right, your battery is going to wear down, and some things are going to stop working quite as well as they used to before. One thing that happens sometimes is that battery cells die. Now, sometimes batteries have a 4-cell battery or an 8-cell battery or a different amount of cells. The more cells, typically, the better. But sometimes one of those cells dies. And what can happen if one of those cells dies is your computer can quickly, let me just go over to the lower right-hand corner and look at the battery. And by the way, this is, what we're talking about here is applicable to anyone that has a laptop. Some people that have all-in-one computers even have batteries. But you'll see a battery symbol here. And you see mine's at 75%, and it's actually not charging right now. I'll show you why in a little bit. But, what can happen if you have a bad cell is your computer can go from like 75 or maybe even 50 or 40 down to almost nothing. And that indicates that a cell is bad. And actually, when you see a cell that's bad like that, well, that's a bad thing, especially if you want to actually utilize your computer and have it run on battery, and you need to have it run on battery. Sometimes I'm doing my show remotely, and when I'm doing my show remotely, I often don't have, if I'm out in the middle of a baseball field, I mean, I'm not in the middle of a baseball field, but if my son is in the middle of a baseball field and I'm on the sidelines, I have to have enough battery to last through this show. And that is with my computer using a lot of my resources, a lot of CPU, a lot of GPU, some programs using very high to moderate power usage. And I have to be able to maintain that all the way through the show. Really, I have to be able to maintain it for a little bit to get set up ahead of the show, and then all the way until 11 o'clock. So really, I need at least an hour's worth of high power usage to be able to last through the show. Well, there was a time a few years ago where I was at a show or at a baseball field doing a show, and I got like to about 45 minutes into the show, and all of a sudden my computer just died. It went from maybe 40-45% down to almost zero, and actually did go all the way to zero, died. And I knew at that point I need to get a new battery. Now, this wasn't something that, when you have a situation like this where a cell goes bad, it's not something that you really know about ahead of time. This is not something where you would actually be able to see, well, it probably is something that would creep up on you. You would notice it a little bit, a little bit, a little bit. Occasionally, you might, but this is the type of thing that you could go from your battery working fine to it not working fine, in a very short period of time. So short that you wouldn't even notice it or be prepared or be able to order a replacement battery. Now, let's talk about maintenance of batteries, because battery maintenance is really important. And one thing that's the worst thing, well, first of all, the range that you want to keep the battery charged, it's best to keep the battery charged above 20% and below 80%. So what happens with batteries is that when they're below 20%, there's such little movement in the cells that you actually have corrosion that sets in. And the very worst thing you can do to your battery is to leave it at 0% for a period of time. And in fact, if you leave it at 0% for a few weeks, that battery might be dead. And so that's something that you want to really watch. If you happen to order a new battery and you get the new battery, you want to plug it into your laptop, see what the percentage is right then. If the company shipped it to you with 0%, be very leery of that battery and test it out. Make sure that it's working, that it holds a charge, because that's not a good thing. Over 80%, the cells move so quickly that they can wear out. And so that's why it's best to keep your computer below 80%. Now, how would you keep your computer above 20% and below 80%? Well, one thing you can do, I mean, go to, depending on your version of Windows, the steps to do what I'm about to show you are just a little bit different. But I think, you know, some of it, a lot of it, you can actually go to the control panel. One of the quick ways to go to the control panel, and it'll work in Windows 7, it'll work in previous operating systems, but in Windows 8 and Windows 10 is really one of the easiest, probably the easiest way, unless you've created a shortcut to the control panel. Hold down the Windows key. That's the key that looks like a four-pane window, or a Windows flag, or if you have a real cheap keyboard, it'll say W-I-N. Press the R key. That brings up the run command. Type control, C-O-N-T-R-O-L, short for control panel, and click OK or open or just hit the enter. What you're going to do is you're going to go to power options, and then we're going to, you have different you know, right now I'm on high performance because I'm streaming. I'm going to click change power plan settings. So what we're going to do is we're going to click on change advanced power settings. This is going to open up some additional settings. And what we can do is we can look here. There's a battery section. So there's a low power notification. That's on. Low power action is do nothing. My low power level is 20%. By default, this low power level is going to be lower than that. It's going to be probably 10%. It might even be 7%. I can't remember 100%. That's kind of a funny play on words there, but you know, we're setting it at 20%. I can't remember for sure exactly what it's set at by default, but it is lower than 20%. But you want to set this to 20%. What will happen is if you set it to 20%, then your computer, what will happen is when your computer gets to 20%, you'll see a blue rectangle that pops up on the screen that tells you that your battery is low, and you should look and, you know, look at plugging it in. That rectangle does not go away until you either plug in your power adapter or you click OK. So it's not something you're going to miss. Now, that, you know, that is, you know, that's one way that you can, if you're using your computer on battery and you have access to a power source, when you get down to the, and you see that notification, let's say you're using it on your desk and you don't necessarily need to have it on battery, but you want to, you know, utilize the battery and make sure that you're not overcharging it, because charging it up, leaving it at 100%, plugged in is not good for your battery. It's not the worst thing. Again, the worst thing is to leave it at 0% unplugged, but you want to have it plugged in. So go ahead and, you know, plug it in when it's at 20%. Now, let's say you're at a, you know, you're at an event and you don't really have power source. You're taking notes maybe from speakers or whatnot, or maybe you're doing a faster PC radio. You wouldn't be doing a faster PC radio probably, but you know, if you're doing a radio show or streaming or a Zoom meeting, or a lot of people are doing Zoom meetings, team meetings, Skype meetings, various other types of meetings, Google meetings, WebEx meetings. Anyway, you want to be able to utilize your computer below 20%. You know, you can just click OK when that notice comes up. You also have a critical battery level. Mine is set to 5%, and I think there's also a reserve capacity. My reserve battery level is at 7%, so really it's only going to get down to about 12% level. You also have critical battery action. Now, my computer is set to hibernate, so what happens when it gets down to 12%, my computer is just going to immediately hibernate, and what that means, with hibernation, your computer takes what's in RAM. RAM is your random access memory. It's your temporary memory. It takes that, what's in RAM, writes it to a portion of your drive that's the same size as RAM, and then it turns your computer off. Your computer at that point is using zero battery and no power. You know, if it were plugged in, it would be using zero as well. One of the things that happens as well is that when you turn your computer back on, even if you turned it on right away, it would, without even plugging into a power source, it would get up to the desktop. But what it does is it pulls that information off of that drive, off of that hibernation file drive, and you know, basically it creates a portion of the hard, a section of the hard drive where it can, it's the same size as your RAM, pulls that up into RAM, your computer comes right back up to the same thing you were doing. Now, obviously, if you were streaming or if you were in part of a meeting, you might be disconnected because your computer probably would be disconnected from the network. But, you know, if let's say you're working on a document or you're reading a website or you were watching a video, it'll bring you right back to the same spot for the most part. So that's what hibernation is. I would suggest you configure that. There's also critical battery notification that is set to on. So those are some settings to set your computer to help notify you when it's there. Now, you know, when it gets too low, when it gets to 20%. Now, let's say, you know, how do you know about, you know, if your computer gets down below that? Or, you know, you want to actually plug it in, you don't want it to go too high. Well, if you have a Lenovo laptop, Lenovo has software. I'm going to open up my energy manager. In my energy manager in settings, there's conservation mode. You see conservation mode is on. See, earlier in the show, my computer is plugged in. It was at 75%. It's still at 75%. Actually, if I had this off earlier, which is why it's at 75%. Otherwise, you see conservation mode will stop charging when the battery's at 55 to 60%. So if you turn this on in the newer Lenovo's, do this through the Lenovo Vantage software. So we go into the Lenovo Vantage software, go into settings, and search for conservation mode under the battery section. And when you look at the conservation mode, you're going to want to turn that on, and you can actually keep it plugged in at that point, and it won't charge above 60%. Now, if you're going to go out to maybe a conference and you want to take notes and have the longest runtime of battery, or maybe you're going to do a presentation or you're going to do a Zoom meeting and you want to make sure you have enough battery to do that, you can just turn conservation mode off, let it charge all the way up to 100%, and you'll have to, with your laptop, you'll have to time it, see how long it takes. Make sure you turn that off ahead of time, long enough ahead of time. Get it charged all the way up to 100%. Go out and do your meeting, whatever you're doing. And then just when you come back, just make sure you remember to turn conservation mode on. And by the way, I forget to turn it back on sometimes. And that's okay. You know, if you forget, if you let your computer go up to 100%, it's not going to kill it immediately. Now, one thing you can do if you don't have this Lenovo laptop, you can actually utilize a timer. So you can plug your power adapter into a timer. The old Mac manual kind that just turns it on and off, you can use that, or you can use a newer smart timer where you can configure it to turn on for a certain period of time, turn off for a certain period of time, and you'll have to play around with the amount of time you need to be on and the amount of time you need to be off to stay within that 20 to 80% range. But one thing that you know, is that's going to change based on what you're doing and how much power you're using. So just, you have to be flexible with it.
You're listening to A Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website at fasterpc.com. And we have a link there that says, listen to A Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. A faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to A Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems.
That's right, you do, and we are back ready to answer your questions and of course, ready to, in the shop, ready to resolve computer problems. And of course, we do that on a regular basis, not only in the shop, but also on-site. That's at your location and remotely, where we can actually log into your computer remotely and fix a lot of problems without you even having to leave your home. In fact, you don't even have to get dressed if you don't want to. You can stay in your jammies if you want to, and we can help you resolve computer problems. Now, one of the things we were talking about is just, is keeping that battery between 20 and 80%. And one of the things that a lot of a lot of hardware manufacturers and computer manufacturers want to do is they want to actually exercise your battery, and they want to do a, you see, in my energy management, there's a maintenance guide, and I can actually do a maintenance or a battery maintenance on here. What it wants me to do is it wants me to charge the battery fully and then discharge it fully. And then it would gauge how long the battery will last. And our battery manufacturers, the aftermarket manufacturers, actually encourage us not to do that, because they say that that actually is very hard on the battery. So just keep that in mind. I really haven't done it. I know sometimes my Lenovo laptop has told me my battery is bad, but I know if I need to do the entire show on battery, I can do the entire show, and I haven't had any problems where my battery drops out at all. So I'm fine. I don't really need to have more power. With my battery, battery's working good. Now, if I were at a all day conference, my battery's not going to last all day. I would have to maybe sit near a plug, or I'd be able to use it for a certain period of time, and then I would need to find a plug, maybe move back to the back where on the edge where I can plug it in, and hope no one trips over my cable. But anyway, that's my computer is not going to last 8 hours on battery, but it's going to last as long as I need it to do a radio show, which is very high power usage. So that's good. Now, one thing I mentioned, that Lenovo has told me that my battery's bad a few times. One thing we've talked about here on this show is what I kind of refer to as a scam with Dell. Their power adapters either stop working or the computer doesn't detect that they're working properly. And what happens when this happens is you get a little notice that the power adapter's not that the computer can't determine what power adapter you have plugged in, and it's going to stop charging the battery. And what we found also, not only does it stop charging the battery, but it also will reduce the performance of your computer significantly. In fact, there are some people probably that have gone out and bought a new computer because they thought their computer was just getting so slow, and they didn't even realize that it was because of the power adapter, and the computer was actually slowing down the computer because it didn't know what type of power adapter it was. And this is, by the way, with an authentic Dell power adapter that came with the computer. Now, this does a few things. Obviously, it slows down your computer, makes it so your battery's not charging also, and your battery is going to at some point go to zero this way, and your battery's going to die. So really, it's kind of I call it a scam, because they're either trying to sell you a new computer, trying to sell you a new power adapter, or sell you a new power adapter and a new battery. Now, I don't know that they're doing that on purpose, but it's built into the hardware. You have to know that they know it's happening, and maybe it just hasn't ever dawned on them that this is happening. But I've seen it. I think I showed it talked about it on this show, actually, with going to the device manager, and you can get to the device manager actually in the control panel. Let's see, in the control panel, we'll go to system. And I think system's going to actually, in the newer versions of Windows 10, it's going to take you to the settings. But then there's a device manager link on the right-hand side. We're going to click on device manager. When we click on device manager, this will, you know what? Device manager was not where I wanted to go. I wanted to go here into the system. Now, in the old version of Windows, it would actually show you the speed of your processor, not just what the processor is, but it would show you the speed that it operates at. And let me see if the task manager is actually doing that, because that's something that we would we would want to get. Yeah, so in the task manager under the processes is where we were before. If we click on performance, it actually shows you the speed that the processor is operating at, and you see that that is changing. So if you were to go launch a task, you know, maybe you say, hey, my computer's running real slow. You got one of the, you have a Dell, you got one of those messages that your computer can't determine what type of power adapter you have plugged in. You notice that your computer's running slow. You know, my dad's computer had this happen, and it was actually saying, it was either my dad's or my mom's. You know, I was wondering, why is this computer so slow? This shouldn't be this slow. And I looked at this, we looked at the speed of the processor, and you see it's running, mine's running at 2.7, 2.8, 2.9 gigahertz. It was running at below 1 gigahertz. It was actually, you know, I can't remember exactly, but I believe it was around 400, maybe even 300 megahertz, which there's 1,000 megahertz in a gigahertz. So the processor was running really at about, you know, maybe 10 or 12% the speed that my processor is running. My processor actually is an i7. Theirs is an i3. So mine would be faster, you know, even if it were running at the same speed. But the thing is, their computer was running so much slower because the computer couldn't determine what that the Dell power adapter was a Dell power adapter, and it actually slowed the computer down. So, you know, if you have a situation like that, the only option is to either replace the computer, which costs more money than replacing the power adapter, or replace the power adapter. And you want to do that sooner rather than later, because if you don't replace the power adapter right away, that will kill your battery, because the battery over time is going to go down. You know, as you know, sometimes it's going to, you know, you might not have it plugged in, and it's going to use a little bit, and it's going to draw it down just a little bit. And of course, it's not charging because the computer can't determine that it's an official Dell power adapter. Now, when you go to get, if you go to get a new battery, what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to look and see, can you get the original battery or a power adapter? It's always best. And we see people that come into our shop and they have an aftermarket power adapter. Well, an aftermarket power adapter is going to have problems, especially if you have a Dell. Your Dell computer is probably not going to be able to determine whether it's working or not. And it's very likely that power adapter will not work properly, and you'll have the same type of problems where it doesn't charge your battery, runs your processor a lot slower than what your processor is designed to run at. So you want to make sure you can get an official power adapter from the manufacturer of your computer if you can. If you can't get an official one, because after a certain period of time, you just can't get them from the manufacturer anymore, you can actually go out on eBay, and you may be able to find someone that had that same laptop, and maybe they're just selling the power adapter because maybe something new, maybe the screen broke and they don't want to repair it, or the motherboard broke, they don't want to repair it, and they're just selling the rest of the parts. So you can actually buy a used one, and that may work for a while. Batteries are kind of the same way. For a while, you can get a battery from the manufacturer. So if you need a battery, you may want to, you may even want to buy one ahead of time, and just make sure you keep it, you know, maybe charged up to about 50%, plug it in every now and then to your computer and see. Now, by the way, not every computer has the ability to just plug a battery in and unplug it. Some batteries are external. My battery is external. I can just pop it out. I can plug a new one in. As long as my power adapter is plugged in, my computer won't skip a beat. It won't have any issues there. It will be able to handle that. Now, if I had an internal battery, I would actually have to open my laptop and remove the battery. So those are more difficult to remove. And those are the batteries we've shown, and we've talked about that. When those batteries go bad, they can start to swell. They can cause keys to stop working on the keyboard. They can cause the power button to stop working. They can cause the touchpad to stop working, depending on where they're located, either in the front or the back of the computer. Sometimes you can actually remove them if you don't want to use, you know, if you don't use the computer on battery, you can actually remove them, and that's a good thing. That way you'll be able to actually take it out and, you know, because the thing is, it's a fire hazard to keep a bad battery in your computer. If it's an internal battery, the external batteries are encased in a hard shell. You're not going to have a problem with those, but the internal batteries have a soft covering there. And when they get bad, they start to swell, the cells start to swell. And we actually, I showed a picture on this show a few weeks ago, maybe a few months ago, of a battery we pulled out of a laptop. We had to immediately, our technician Robert, who was pulled it out, immediately took it out of the shop because lithium was literally oozing out of this battery. Now, lithium is flammable. This is one thing you need to know. Just a little spark, even a spark sometimes could be from even puncturing it, could cause a fire. Also, the lithium is toxic gas, so if it doesn't catch on fire and just burn up, then you know, you're breathing part of that in, and that's bad for you as well. So you want to get that, you know, out into the air, and really probably, you know, let it evaporate to some extent, and then bring it over to a faster PC. If you have any old batteries, you do not want to, you absolutely don't want to throw those away. They're toxic to the environment. They're dangerous. Some of them can catch, especially the lithium batteries, can catch on fire. You do not want to throw that in the garbage can. And some of them have lead, the older type have lead in them. So that can get in, that can leach into the groundwater. Bring them to a faster PC. We do have a recycling service that we provide. In fact, any old computer parts you can bring into a faster PC, we can recycle it for those for you, and actually keep them out of the landfill, and also keep those toxic elements that are inside of some of the components out of the landfill as well, so that our drinking water is going to be safe for our children, our grandchildren, our great grandchildren, and so on. We have to, you know, we only have one Earth, and we have to protect it.
But I wanted to remind you that you can listen to or watch any part of this that you missed over at our Facebook page. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is Criminal Justice That Restores Victims and Teaches Responsibility. Part 1. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. If you want to reach our computer Facebook page, just head over to Facebook, search for a faster PC. You'll find our page. It has almost 23,000 likes. Also, you can find it by going to our website, which the address is afasterpc.com. We have a link that says listen to a faster PC radio. Again, when you get there, you'll be able to hear the show, see the show. You'll be able to watch this week's show, the last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that, and so on and so forth. And if you choose, you can share them with your friends as well. We're located also at 7190 South US 1, just north of Rio Mar on the east side of US 1. Rio Mar is one light north of Prima Vista. And we're here ready to answer your questions, ready to resolve computer problems as well. Again, that's 7190 South US Highway 1. Our phone number is 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
The faster PC.
Solves computer problems. Before God created civil government, He created family. Before He created even the church, God created family. Families play a vital role in training the next generation. Commit today to nurturing and supporting families, especially your own. Families that are committed to God and each other can play a vital role in transforming our churches, cities, states, and nation.